Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You guys got to put some respect on my gambling.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Goo, how would you feel? And you were looking at it from Michael Porter Jr.'s situation. How would you feel if you made a bet for Terry Rozier in 2023 to score more than 10.5 points?
Okay.
$100 you bet.
Yeah.
And he scored 9 and then left with a foot injury. And you lost the bet. You lost $100.
I'd be sick.
And now you find out that it might not have been on the up and up.
That's why it's a crime.
Wow. Because that act impacted your money.
Yeah. And imagine had it been 10 racks down. I'm just saying. 20 G's, but yeah, that's something I wouldn't be able to get over, man. Somebody's asking Stoney, and we're not being fun, fraudulent on the YouTube chat. What was the betting scene like when you were at F&M, or was that, didn't even exist? No,
didn't really exist.
See?
We had football tickets. That's what we had. Football tickets. Michigan +7 over Ohio State,
yeah,
circle one. That's what we had. Nobody was betting on Division III basketball. Do they bet on Division III basketball now? Are those lines even?
Yeah,
they even bet on lines.
Yeah, Stoney, stop. They have the Division II, III championships. They got lines for everything.
I don't think you can bet just on like conference games.
No,
though.
But the championship games, like the ones that are when they're waiting for the bowl games
to national.
Come. Yeah,
yeah. Like I don't think I can bet on Willamette.
Yeah, not basketball.
I can't bet on Franklin and Marshall against Haverford in their home opener.
Given
can
6.5 to Pacific Lutheran.
Exactly. Oh, I like Pacific Lutheran this year.
But the timing thing that I can't let go of it, you're like, goo, it's nothing. I feel like the feds are saying, you did an investigation and let this dude, Terry Rozier, off. Our intel says this dude is still to be, you know, obviously arrested. So there's that. But to do it, Steiny, the morning, the third day of the season? I don't know. I just find that odd. Nothing there, huh?
I'm not saying timing doesn't mean anything. It might. It might coincide with the start of the year.
But what if I told you gambling is just part of our culture?
Right, but fixing game.
Yeah,
right.
No, I'm not.
So, but we're talking about fixing stuff here.
I guess should I be surprised or should anybody be surprised at anything now? Or does everybody have a price? I don't think Draymond and Steph have a price. If Michael Porter Jr. is talking about death threats, and I'm not saying he didn't get them, but you know what I mean, Steiny? Back in the day, all you could bet on was the team success or the over-under, which is team success.
You think Michael Jordan ever bet on his team to win a game?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to Robert in San Jose. Hey, Robert, how you doing, man?
MJ.
Robert.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
I'm here, Sandy.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, the one gentleman who called in a couple of minutes ago and was saying that it's all about sports and sports is dirty and all that. It's society. The stock market is dirty. It's a stock market is gambling. You get busted if you have insider information. And that's all this is. And a lot of these guys, they come up in situations, they can't tell their friends no, they can't tell their family no, so they end up doing stupid stuff. People in my family know not to ask me for money. So I would have, like you, I wouldn't have that problem, because if you ask me, you know what the answer is going to be. But it's gambling is a societal issue. Money is a societal issue. As long as people can make money, they're going to do it. So let's not just look at this as a sports thing.
Appreciate it.
And the Reggie Bush thing, real quick, he got busted for his family getting paid, not for him throwing any games.
Yeah,
just for that guy's information.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Yeah, I didn't know the specifics of that.
But he made a great point, Donnie. It's everywhere, man.
707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I'm with Guru. Risking millions of dollars, your future, freedom, and reputation for like 0.1% of your yearly salary doesn't make sense.
Man.
Okay. Then let me ask you this question. Why do people jeopardize millions of dollars, their future, freedom, and reputation, and drive under the influence?
Oh, no doubt.
It's the same thing,
yeah,
right?
And how many times
you don't think you're
going to
get caught?
Yeah, I got you.
You don't think you're
going to
get caught?
Fact, Snyder. So I'll give you that.
There it is. Like, it's...
But
nobody thinks they're going to get caught.
But to that point, that's a hell of an example. It's a real one. But there's no peer pressure involved in that. That is one sound decision that I'm making I'm getting behind the wheel and I'm driving to my destination. I just have an issue with Porter Jr. saying all my boys can get paid. When you're sitting on a throne to where you can take care of your boys or come up with some plan to where you could constructively take care of your guys
and put them
in situations to win. That's all.
But from their point of view, why would they want to take money out of their bank account and give it to somebody when they can perform an action and have that person paid and it's not their money?
So I don't have to wake up Saturday morning if we get caught going to put money on your books and talking you through a glass. Like, who wants that to even be, you know, part of it all? Because that's the risk you're taking when you do that.
Right. And people take these kind of risks all the time, is all I'm saying. And it's easy to sit here after a guy gets caught and say, why the hell would you do it? And the reason is they thought they could get away with it.
All right. I got to submit. Here I go. The Guru computer, Stoney. I'm calling. I'm the play by. I'm the fits for the Sacramento Kings. I'm the play by play guy. So I find out early in the day. I know for a fact Matt Stymitz is not playing. And then I go on my phone to Prize Picks and I make a bet, a prop bet. Am I a criminal for using that information that I got earlier in the day to make my bet?
Bob Fitzgerald would be a criminal, yes.
Yeah, wow.
Because he works for a team. He's the Golden State Warriors play-by-play man. And I'm pretty sure that
if you're an NBA employee,
you cannot bet on an NBA game. I think media can. I'm pretty sure the media, like, not a big deal.
But would you live as Bob's friend? Would you look at me? I call you and say, hey, dude, I lost my job. I'm in some trouble. Would you look at me as a real criminal, though? Not that I'm just at, like, if you were my bestie, would you look at me like, goo, yeah, you did wrong. You messed up. But would you judge me differently? Like I robbed a bank or broke into somebody's home?
Probably not. Probably not. But I view it differently. If somebody gets information that's non-public and they make a bet, you know, I'm walking by the Warriors locker room after shoot around and I hear Kerr say, Steph and Draymond, you're suspended tonight. And I go make a bet for the Warriors to get beat that night.
Right.
And I win the bet. Well, nobody else is really getting hosed there from my information. The problem is when a player or coach is involved, then they're actually manipulating the outcome so that one side loses. Mm. And I think that's the problem. Let's go to Max Zach in Oakland. Hey, Max, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Hey.
All right. Goo, you got me thinking, man. I guess it's that Alvarado Elementary juice we were drinking.
Look at you. Go ahead.
you mean to tell me that Cass Patel can't bring charges against – well, he can bring charges against somebody over a bet on the Charlotte Hornets on a Thursday night in 2023, but he can't find info on something that rhymes with prep team trials?
Wow. Okay. I get you.
No, I agree. Yeah. Like the last thing I need is Cash Patel at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Listen to that guy.
That's the other part of this.
My bad. The other part of this, it's the Keystone Cops.
What a word.
Let's go to Scotty. Scotty's in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man? Scotty,
I'm with Guru on the timing is pretty suspect, and particularly where it's coming from. But when it gets down to the gambling thing, they should not allow prop bets. I thought that Adam Silver just recently made a statement about doing something about prop bets, because that's where you really get a problem, because that puts people at risk. As they said, people have been threatened. And as far as the Michael Porter Jr. comments, that actually was the first time it actually dawned on me. Well, it's obviously not a smart thing to do, but I understand that somebody would do that to help their buddies or whatever, and not understand the consequences could be your career. I mean, people, like Steiny said, people do stupid things all the time.
Yeah.
You know? It's a bad look for the NBA, because this is what we're talking about instead of talking about the game tonight. And that's happening all around the league. So this is just not a good look for the league. But and it sounds like the Phillips is a different thing. That has nothing to do with the game. So I don't know. It's the unfortunate thing that they, now that all the leagues have embraced all this revenue. And so you can't, what are you going to do?
Right.
So they kind of invited this on themselves. They want the money, and these are the byproducts of embracing this stuff. So that's what you got to live with.
Yeah.
You got to have the money. This is what you're going to live with.
So. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Scotty. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yeah, Stani, there's just something eating at me, and what's eating at me is I just feel like the way this story is taking off, what do we really know? That Rozier already was under investigation. Okay, so now we find out he's been arrested, and that's going to, run its course. But the way this story is breaking news everywhere, it's just almost like, okay, what Chauncey Billups was doing is wrong, but that was poker related / having to do with the mob. But we're acting like 10 or 12 dudes, prominent names, were on a list that were betting on prop bets. That's why I keep going to why the timing is kind of odd, because now it's just a reminder to drum up. And I'm not saying it's wrong. It's your prerogative. Just how bad gambling is and the temptation of these guys getting caught up. But as far as what Chauncey did and Rozier, we knew about Rozier, like you said, last year. So what did we really learn today? That Chauncey Billups was part of a poker scheme that dealt with the mob. But this story has energy like 10 guys in the NBA got caught betting on games today.
Well, it's not betting on games. It's
or themselves.
No, it's. I don't even know if they bet on themselves or if it was their friends who bet on them. But it's manipulating an over-under for either themselves or for, like, the way Michael Porter described it is, guys have five buddies and they're like, you know what, I'll just score 8 points tonight. My over-under's 12. I'll score eight. I'll come out of the game. You guys take 10,000 home each. It's no skin off my back. We'll win the game anyway, and nobody will ever find out. I mean, that part I get. I completely get how it would sound or feel easy to certain guys.
Gotcha.
Let's go to Kevin is in Pleasanton. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Gentlemen, it's a great day, man. Incredible NBA action last night. This is smoke and mirrors, Goo.
Yeah.
It's watch the right hand while the left hand does something else. I'll just say that. To mention the Gambinos with these other basketball names, it's like, bro, tell us something. Say the Gambino then. Say those other families. That's big news. This stuff, like you said, we've already known all this. So it's more of a smoke and mirrors thing. The way Patel was grandstanding when he was doing it, like he was all hyphy, like he's doing something. I'm like, come on, bro, your boy just got a bag of $50,000, man, and you put it in a bag, and you don't want to say nothing about that. Look, let's just talk about Wimby, man. Wimby looked like a beast. And he's taking everybody put on notice that he's going to be the MVP of the league. That's the way he came out.
For how many years in a row?
Dude, that was incredible. No. Go ahead.
Hey, how many years in a row? He's just a baby.
That's my point. How many is he going to win in a row?
Well, we got to be careful, guys. He had blood clots that came out of nowhere. I'm not trying to hate, but I sat there and watched the Toad Steiny during the break. That was incredible. I'm just saying.
And listen, and here's the thing. And what I'm trying to tell people, he hasn't been playing in the league for 3 years. He's been playing in the league for a year and a half because the blood clots cut him off. So he went into the lab. He went back into the books of Shaolin monk studying his body, all that kind of stuff. And he coming out. And he said in the that interview, he said, all the work I put in, I am so ready to unleash what I've learned.
Yeah, he was great last night.
Daddy, what was he doing?
I mean, in fairness, they did name the name. In fairness, they did name the names of the other
families.
The crime families. Yeah. Bonanno, Gambino, Lucchese, Genovese. So, for what that's worth.
Yeah. But Stoney, I can't say it enough. Wimby was breathtaking, man.
Yeah, the only guy who might have been better is Edgecombe.
Yeah, from Philly,
my rookie of the year choice.
Now I'm gonna go Evan on you because he asked you what went behind that. What the energy behind?
You guys know that I pick a guy every year. I pick Connect in Tennessee.
And you left him.
And it's because I knew he wasn't gonna be a great.
I don't think he's a scrub.
We didn't play.
Well, you didn't watch him in college, though.
No, I watched Connect all the time in college.
No, I mean Edgecombe.
Oh, and I went back and watched film after the draft.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like it was 10 minutes long. He just saw, he saw it all for 10 minutes. Right.
I didn't watch in college. Baylor is a tough watch.
Oh, man.
At least if they were a few the years Bears. Back, right?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Clearly not. He's the third overall pick.
Yeah.
Beat Denver tonight, Stoney.
Yeah, right.
What you mean, yeah, right?
Here you go.
No, I'm serious. Like, this is Lakers know LeBron, okay, and they got it done. But, man, a win tonight. It's only two games, two on the marquee. The second.
Yeah, Denver coming into town, and then the Warriors go into the belly of the beast tomorrow in Portland.
With no coach.
They are going to play that game for Chauncey Billups. I don't know about you, but I would lay on Portland tomorrow, Carter. I mean, Portland's going to take this game personally. They are trying to run that coach out of town, and I expect the Portland Trailblazers to be galvanized tomorrow.
If you're a Blazers, I know you're different, Stoney. How would this affect you, though, if you're a Blazers player? Or do you just go about your business the same, another voice in
you just lost your head
Tiago
coach.
Splitter?
I mean, that can't be good, right?
They got a new one.
Yeah, and they played good last night. Could have beat Minnesota, your Wolves.
Yeah. They almost got it. Yeah. They almost got it.
DiVincenzo starting PG for Mini.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot in the offseason.
Who was we?
Finch and I.
Oh, God.
We need a little more size in the backcourt.
Neither of you like DiVincenzo.
We hate him.
Stop, oh, man.
We both hate him.
Dante.
But Mike Conley's washed.
Our transition decision making was diabolical.
I don't talk to him about that. What was I going to say? Denver's coming into town. That's all you need to know.
No doubt about it. It's go time.
Steve Kerr was talking about, like, look at it. Listen to this team. Jamal Murray, Brown, Gordon Johnson, Jokic.
Vern, that's sick. You ain't got to tell me. And they took OKC to seven games without two of those dudes. So I get it. I just got to tell you. You know, we talk about what Kuminga could be if he could transform his body. And I don't know how Aaron Gordon went to the lab, the Bay Area's own, Stoney. But, man, he is a fun watch. But he is the epitome of going to the lab multiple years, adding muscle, adding range. Dude is just the perfect complement to Jokic, man. I mean, that, I'm just telling you, Stoney, like, damn, whoever worked with you to get you to the next levels, I mean, kudos. Like, damn, I hope Kuminga could go through something like that. Dude is a beast.
What's he waiting on? Kuminga's in his fifth year. What's he waiting on?
I would say.
Why wouldn't he be in the lab every year?
Tuesday night was I expect him to get to start tonight.
Yeah, till Moody gets back.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. But then he's got to adjust to another new role when he comes off the bench.
How many free throws for Jimmy tonight? I'm setting it at 14.
I'll say under.
Attempts.
I'll say under. Denver's a smarter team than the Lakers.
All right, we got to bet.
Denver's got more size than the Lakers.
We
got
to bet. Tomorrow we go to the cafeteria. Got to bet. 14 at minimum. Free throw attempts. Let's do it.
Okay. Can I get in on that?
We just did.
Yes.
I'll
this
take
guy's
the under.
Unbelievable.
I do it for the show. Come on. 14. Just watch.
14 free throws is unbelievable.
Where's Willard? Willard's going to come in here and lambaste you today.
Well, we got them on the biggest sucker bet ever, the Chiefs.
We don't know that yet.
Snotty, the Chiefs are wins. Come on, man.
If the playoffs started today, they wouldn't make it.
They got Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Rice.
Hollywood Brown
and Mahomes. Come on. And a little Kelsey.
Guy caught four passes 3 years ago for Pittsburgh. Stinks. I had him on my fantasy.
All right, bet off.
No, bet's not off.
Bet off.
It's not off. Bet's
when
not
Evan
off.
When Evan said, can I get in? You know what I do for the show? I'm a team player.
Yeah, and
you know what?
So you can back out of that bet, but I can't back out of the 15.
It's a real one. We're going 14.
Okay. All right. The one thing we were
talking about. Lock it
up. We didn't play any of this sound yesterday from the Warriors practice, but Jimmy Butler was talking about his relationship with Kuminga, and Kerr talked about that yesterday with Willard and Dibbs.
I think Jimmy can deliver the message better than anybody else, better than I can, for sure. You know, I think players learn from each other and they respect, you know, the vets. And so the messages we're trying to send to JK aren't different now than they were the last few years. It's they're just more likely to take because of now the experience JK has being in the league for several years and hearing Jimmy, you know, reiterate those messages and what those things are, you know, sprint the floor and rebound. And when he does that, his athleticism really pops and we can really feel him. He's defending well. I thought he defended Luka pretty well last night. Actually, there's just not a whole lot you can do with that guy. But, you know, JK is going to be hugely important for us this year in defending, you know, the best wing players. So he's really had a good camp. And like I said, he's off to a good start.
All right, that's Steve Kerr talking about Jonathan Kuminga's first game and how Jimmy Butler is delivering the message to Kuminga, and he can do it better than Steve Kerr. Makes sense. Butler's been a veteran in this league for a while, and we'll see if this thing can continue.
Yeah,
with Kuminga, and more importantly, with the Warriors.
We got Willards and Dibbs back at Splash tonight.
Oh, that's right.
This afternoon.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. The next four games for the Warriors are back-to-backs.
Damn.
They got a game tonight, tomorrow, and then they got games Monday and Tuesday. So we're going to find out early, possibly, how Kerr's going to handle this team with all its experience and how you keep them fresh all year. We're going to find that out probably pretty soon on how he's going to approach the season. But what do you want to see from the Warriors in the next two games after a sparkling opener against the L.A. Lakers? Denver's bringing another challenge in here. What can be a continuation from Tuesday? And what can be improved upon? 888-957-9570. Head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all your great content at 957 The Game. Don't forget, we got Dan Devine at 12 o'clock, senior NBA writer for Yahoo. He's been doing it for 15 years. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.